Senator Evan Bayh, Democrat of Indiana, is a member of the Senate Intelligence Committee and joins us now by telephone. Welcome to the program, Senator Bayh.
Thank you, Robert.
From what you've heard so far, do you think that U.S. intelligence had enough information about the plans of al-Qaeda that, had it been better analyzed, they might have prevented the events of September 11th, or so far would you say there wasn't enough information to do that?
Robert, based on what we know, it's impossible to say that if the dots had been better connected, the tragedy would have definitely been prevented. But it's also impossible to say that had there been a more aggressive response and better coordination within our intelligence community, that we could not have prevented the tragedy. Let me just give you a brief chronology. We knew, for example, about the previous attack on the World Trade Center and al-Qaeda's well-known pattern of going back to targets that they have previously attempted to attack unsuccessfully. We knew about at least two previous hijacking attempts for the purpose of crashing planes into targets, one in Paris in 1998, where the plane was hijacked with the intent of crashing it into the Eiffel Tower, and another in the trial of Ramzi Youssef involving the original Trade Center attack, where he indicated that they had planned to hijack a plane for purposes of crashing it into the CIA headquarters. You combine that with the FBI reports out of Phoenix raising the alarm about students in flight schools, and in Minnesota with the Mawasawi individual, a specific report about concern with regard to him, and an FBI's handwritten notes there speculating that he might have been attempting to learn how to fly for purposes of crashing a plane into the World Trade Center. You combine all of those dots, Robert, and you know at that point you start to get a clearer picture. So the bottom line, you use the word might have. That's a pretty good description. Would we have certainly been able to prevent it? You can't say that.
Are you confident now that you at least, and perhaps the rest of us in the country, know what all the dots were? That is, that we now have a good sense of the intelligence that relates to what eventually happened on September 11th that U.S. agencies knew about before then?
I don't think we know what all the dots are yet. We have an investigation ongoing in the Intelligence Committee. And I can tell you that on a bipartisan basis, there is great concern about the lack of cooperation on the part of the FBI, the CIA, and the Justice Department so far. We feel that they are slow-walking the investigation, withholding documents, testimony, things of that nature. And the best way I can describe it, Robert, is that for people who claim they have nothing to hide, and in fact may have nothing to hide, they're giving a pretty good impression to the contrary.
I wonder if you could give us an idea here of how much, say, members of the Intelligence Committee would naturally know. That is, back in August of 2001, when there's a meeting at the White House to assess what the threats are from al-Qaeda, would the things being put to the president at that meeting be things that you, as a member of the Intelligence Committee, also knew about? Hints of hijackings, perhaps. Or would you not have known about that?
I went today to review the documents that were shared with the Intelligence Committee on the same day the president was briefed. And the president receives a much more specific, much more restricted briefing. It's called the Presidential Daily Brief. And as you might expect, he's given access to information that is not shared with other people. Only about 20 people have access to that Presidential Daily Briefing. The briefing that we received, Robert, never mentioned airplanes, never mentioned hijacking, the kind of things that have been reported to be included in the Presidential Daily Brief. So the bottom line is that unless and until the president and the White House release what he was told, it's difficult to compare. But based upon my own review today of what the Intelligence Committee was informed of, there was a mention of al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden's ongoing desire to attack the country, but nothing to even remotely indicate what methodology would be used.
Senator Bayh, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Senator Evan Bayh, Democrat of Indiana and a member of the Senate Intelligence Committee.